Hi, I'm Jim Burns, and today I'm going to talk about teaching your children healthy sexuality. There's so much we could be talking about, and the truth is there is a forest fire coming around us with what the culture is doing. But let me say it this way. If we were in a room and I ask you and others in the room, let's pretend it was last week when I was in front of about 400 parents, and I said, how many of you received good, positive, healthy, value-centered sex education from your parents when you were growing up? Well, people would put their hands up. I'm not sure if you would. Well, last week with 400 people, 7 people raised their hands. All the rest said, no, we didn't get that. But here's the truth, and I want you to hear this loud and clear. The more positive, value-centered sex education kids receive from their parents and their grandparents, the less promiscuous they'll be and the less confused they'll be. That's just not me talking. That's research. That's research from a Christian point of view, from a non-Christian point of view, from a liberal point of view, and from a conservative point of view. It's all in agreement there. But the problem is that kids are getting their sex education from, number one, the internet, which I'm not sure is a trusted source, and number two, their friends, which their friends may not know what they're talking about. And so the way to combat that is at an early age, begin to teach them healthy sexuality. So today, what I want to do is teach you the purity code. And it's actually very biblical. And here's the purity code. This is the goal. Whether you have a 2-year-old or whether you have a 22-year-old, what you want is purity, right? Or sexual integrity. You can look at it this way. And so what I'm looking for is for parents to help their kids make this commitment. Now, you don't do this at 2, but it's still in your mind and you're going to do some things to help that. Here's the purity code. In honor of God, my family, and my future spouse, I commit to sexual purity. So notice that I said in honor of God. So you're going to bring, what does God have to say about sex? I like to talk about a theology of healthy sexuality, meaning that God invented sex, God created sex. And in the context of marriage, he sees our sexuality as very good. When we're younger and our kids are younger, then we're going to teach them that God made your body. Here's God's plan for your life. We're not making him the great killjoy, but we're actually making him the great inventor of healthy sexuality. So, God. Then our family. What are the family values? Now, most people never get their parents to talk about this, but do your kids know what you believe? Do your kids know what you believe from the Bible in terms of what a healthy sexuality looks like? Okay. And then their future spouse. Now, if their kids are younger, they're not thinking about their future spouse, right? But in reality, if they have that in their mind, it's going to help them, and they're committing to what? Sexual purity. You do it 4 ways, all scriptural. Number one is you honor God with your body. So even the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:20, honor God with your body. So we teach our kids to honor God with your body, that your body is created by God. Your body embodies the Holy Spirit. So your body is an important part of it. Secondly, is you renew your mind for good. So we're going to teach our kids that. I tell kids all the time and adults that the most powerful sex organ is not their private parts. It's their mind. Right? And so what we want to teach them is put good things into your mind, good things will come out. So again, you renew your mind for good. That's, by the way, Romans 12, 1 and 2. I'm just quoting a little part of that. The next one is turn your eyes from worthless things. So what we want to teach our kids, if they're going to live by the purity code, is that they're going to have to turn their eyes from worthless things. That's taken directly out of Psalm 119. And the Bible says, turn your eyes from worthless things. So the eye is very powerful, right? And so what kids look upon and what comes into their minds through their eyes are key. That's why we don't want them to be dealing with pornography. That's why we don't want them to be, lusting after others. You know, I had to teach my girls at a pretty young age, because I have all daughters, that even what you wear, and I wanted my kids to have, turtlenecks to the top of their chin, to the bottom. That wasn't going to happen. We live in Southern California. We live at the beach, right? But I did want them to help understand that guys do look at skin. And so as much as I wanted them to dress great and fun and within style, but they had to be more careful with how they were going to dress. With guys, you have to teach guys to learn to bounce their eyes. I mean, men, we have to learn that, right? So if you're radically respecting the opposite sex, what you do with your eyes is key and important. You want to teach your kids that at a young age and then continuing it on up. And then lastly is guard your heart. The Bible says in Proverbs 4, guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. So in reality, how we guard our heart is going to play a determining factor in how we do relationships. Now, again, you're not teaching a five-year-old that. It's too hard and they're not ready for it. I'll get in a minute what we do with a five-year-old, though. But what if kids learn to guard their heart? Even maybe some of the people who would raise their hand and say, my parents did talk to me about sex, didn't hear how to guard their heart. Guarding your heart is not just about sex. It's about finances. It's about your faith in Jesus. It's about so much else. But guarding your heart is something that really is key to kids. So that's what you do with the purity code. It involves those four issues. And let me say just a couple of other things about purity, and we'll talk about it maybe again some other time. But when do you start? Well, you're going to be surprised at this, but you start about 3 to 5, okay? And what you do is you become the safest person for them. So you say, God made your body, and God made boys, and God made girls. So you're saying, we're not going to go through all the details that you would talk about in the teen years, but God made your body. And yeah, God made your private parts, and you even talk about the private parts. See, that's 3 to 5. You're making them comfortable. But now you're that safe person. Secondly, the next stage, if you would, is stage 6 to 9. So what do you all have in common if you have a 6 to 9-year-old? They ask a bazillion questions. We've got a grandson who's going to be 7 here in a couple of days, and this kid asks a bazillion questions. Well, you answer their question, okay? And when you answer their question, you make sure that you answer them from a God-honoring way, but also at age appropriate. So this is where you get into a little bit more issues of God's plan for families and things like that. But you also want to talk to them between 6 to 9 that no one ever has the right to touch you inappropriately. And if they do, tell that person to stop. What you're doing is you're empowering young kids to stay away from sexual abuse. Now, it's never their fault, but if they're around somebody who's a predator, and it could be somebody that they know. By the way, 80% of child sexual assaults are done between people they know and love and oftentimes trust. So you're empowering them, and you say, you can tell mommy and daddy, you can tell grandma and grandpa, we will never get mad at you. What you're doing at that stage is helping them greatly. And then the next stage is 10. And that's what I call the purity code stage. So that's where kids are doing what? They're going through puberty, right? At puberty, there's lots of changes in their bodies. There's lots of changes in relationships. Girls and boys who had cooties now maybe are a little bit more interesting to look at. They're experimenting with their bodies. They're experimenting with relationships, like I said. They're experimenting with a lot of things. This is the stage where you bring in the purity code. In honor of God, my family, my future spouse, I commit to sexual purity. And actually, you can talk about so much more. By the time they're 14, you talk about anything and everything. So that's just a couple of thoughts on the purity code. You can get more information on that by going to New Life and getting great help. You can also see some of the books that I've written, Purity Code, How God Makes Babies for Little Kids, Teaching Your Children Healthy Sexuality is a book for parents. So those are all on Amazon or at homeward.com where I'm at.